Good morning. Today is Monday, May the 23rd, 156th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the general manager of the Humboldt Municipal Water District, Paul Heliker. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And you don't look anything like Dave Hull.
No, he's a little cuter than I am.
Congratulations is where I was going with it. Who was also supposed to be here and then sent me an email about half an hour ago.
Did he?
He did. So that gives us carte blanche to be able to talk about him the entire show any way that we want.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's like he was a little slow on the draw because he talked to me last week and said, hey, since we've had some success recently and his slot was coming up today, maybe I should show up.
In tandem.
So we
could talk from a couple of different perspectives,
That's
but
right.
No, he didn't show up. So we'll only have Paul. Which isn't a bad thing, it just is a different thing, that's all. Let's see, our quote this morning, let's see, watchfulness. Huh. Okay. And an English proverb, and let's see if you can guess what century it's from. A watch pot never boils.
15th century?
No. 19th century, which really surprises me that it was that late.
That's right.
Yeah. But that's kind of a water quote, so.
There you go.
We're going to go with that one today.
Our pot's been boiling.
Yeah. bring everybody up to speed, Paul, about what the, I guess, current drought regulations in the state of California are.
Well, you may have seen some news last week about the fact that the State Water Board decided to recognize that we don't actually have a drought in Northern California. And they changed their regulations so that local water suppliers could look at what their water supplies are and make decisions about whether or not there needs to be any extra conservation. We continue to do the conservation that the legislature asked us to do back in 2009.
So the standards are still there, but now the local jurisdictions have flexibility?
The way the regulations are structured, they still have those conservation tiers, but only if you decide not to participate in this effort that they allow where local agencies take a look at their water supplies. And here's our graph of where Ruth
Ooh,
Lake is.
Ooh, and I must say, it's very pretty. Those green and orange and red lines.
Aren't
those
nice? Ooh. Well, so I showed them this last week at the hearing and said, look, here's our last 4 years. Every year the reservoir filled up, even though we supposedly were in a drought statewide. So when it comes down to looking at how the water supply has fared over the past 4 years versus what our demand was, we will be able to say quite clearly that we're okay.
So were they surprised?
I've been saying this now for the past year.
So. I understand. But were the regulators surprised?
I think what's happened is that they couldn't disavow the fact that Folsom Reservoir has been spilling because they've got flood control requirements there. Shasta and Oroville are almost full. And so in the face of all that, and you've got people from water agencies in the northern part of the state saying, how do we get our customers to really continue to save 26, 30% when they're watching the river flow?
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Heliker from Humboldt Municipal Water District. Yes. Paul, as you look at some of these graphs, it's got to be interesting for me to contemplate standing in front of some of these folks, elected or appointed, who really don't have a clue. And you being the guy that has the clue and the answer, and having them either ask really basic questions, which would be frustrating because they're supposed to be knowledgeable because this is what their job is, or to have an attitude so that whatever you say, they're going to try to counter because they don't want to be confused with the facts. Did you run into that kind of a syndrome where you kind of had to pick at the corners and chip at the edges and try to get this information into them without hacking them off or coming in like a steamroller like I would tend to?
I think the situation that they faced globally was the governor stood in a field last year in 2015 and there was no snow, and so he told us that we had a drought. And admittedly, that was an example of a place where there was not the usual snowpack. Ironically, 2014 was actually a much worse year in terms of the hydrology statewide. If you look at the allocation from the State Water Project, it started out at zero in 2014, and then it came up to 5%, whereas last year it was 20%. So kind of makes you wonder, okay, well...
The timing was curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then over the course of the past year, we've heard this story from the State Water Board folks that, well, you know, the governor said we should conserve in 2014. We asked you guys to do 20% statewide, and you didn't do it. So how can we trust you?
Now, is that accurate? Because I know a lot of the folks in our area met and exceeded that.
In 2014, the message from the State Water Board and the governor was, it's a drought. Let's do something. Let's try to conserve. And so they said, here's a 20% statewide target. And in places, it was met. But in other places where water agencies had planned for droughts, and our responsibility is to make sure that we supply water to our customers. And so we look at the driest periods that we can and say, what do we need to put in place to provide people water? And that's what water agencies had done in 2014. There were agencies in the Bay Area who had stored water in groundwater banks. And that's what we keep hearing from the State Water Board. Let's focus on how do you store water in the ground? And so they did. And so they were using that water. And so when the State Water Board said, okay, we think you should cut back on use, the water agency said, okay, well, let's take a look at what our supply situation is. And where they did have problems, like in Sacramento, where Folsom Reservoir, remember those pictures where it was down to sucking on fumes?
It was down to Trinity Lake levels.
It was, yeah. In fact, the Bureau of Reclamation had to buy a barge with a pump on it to be able to pump water into some of the intakes because the water was dropping that low. Now, fortunately, it never got that low, but it was a dire situation. And in Sacramento, they did. They saved 20% that year. Up here, here's the graph. We had a full reservoir. We didn't really need to tell our customers, you should cut back 20% because we had plenty of water.
Other than the state requirement.
It wasn't a requirement. It was a goal. It was a voluntary.
That's right. This was in 14.
Voluntary goal in 2014. So as a result of that, the story that we heard in 2015 and then again in February of this year and just last week was, well, you didn't do what we asked you to do in 2014. So the governor had to come in 2015 and tell you what to do. And it's true. He did come in and say, I mandate 25% statewide. They came up with this whole set of conservation tiers, and they did the program, and we all worked hard to do that. And statewide, sure, we saved 24.9%. But the consequences were that in a lot of places, in Marin County, for example, they had full reservoirs, and they had to cut back 25%. And so what's the reason?
So where do these regulators come from?
They were implementing the governor's program.
Great. Well, okay, unless they're double-digit IQ folks, they probably have some abilities to think outside the plastic bag.
Yeah, so this year the governor had another executive order in November saying, look at the water conditions in January and make changes in February if it warrants it. Then he just came out with another one on May 9th saying, take another look at the water.
Same thing.
Yeah, take another look at the water conditions and now make changes as appropriate. And fortunately, they did.
So what is the goal of this new regulatory entity? Is it to have reservoirs full throughout the entire year so it looks pretty? For water to be used appropriately? Do they have a mission statement?
Well, the Water Board, their mission is to, primarily, they're focused on water pollution. That's the
bulk. Okay, so that's not...
No, and that's the North Coast Regional Water Board. All the nine regional water boards, they're under the State Water Resources Control Board. They also do have water rights responsibilities. And
so those are the folks you're doing, partnering with to try to maintain the water rights up here on the MAD.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's a different entity than this one that you were speaking to?
No, it's all part of the same organization. That's okay. Just one of their other responsibilities. And then the governor mandated this conservation program statewide, and the State Water Board implemented it because they have the regulatory authority to do it.
So that's why you didn't want to hack them off.
Yeah. it's a balance we strike. We try to present them the facts.
Gee. Can you tell he works with a political board here locally?
It's just a matter of how you get your message across.
Yeah.
And how do you try to persuade people what the actual situation is?
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Heliker, the General Manager of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Paul, looking at the information that was presented, are you surprised that the 20% level is still there? Or do you think, as a trained professional, that this drought in our... and call it part of the state, and you can define that whatever you want, is over. And that it's not a factor this year. You still want to monitor, but there's no need for restrictions.
Right, and actually that was the case last year. But if you look at what the analysis was that the staff did for the State Water Board change last week, they estimate that there will still be about a 10% statewide conservation savings, even though they changed the regulations and allowed water agencies to make decisions about what their conservation levels need to be. For us, for example, we don't need to put any restrictions on people's use this year. We're still doing the conservation programs, doing indoor plumbing retrofits and outdoor landscaping requirements and all of our conservation programs that we've been working on now. But you're showing this map that I created. If you remember the drought monitor with a big red blob over California.
Danger. Yeah.
Well, the drought monitor still shows that, but I found out back in February after one of the State Water Board members said, how come the drought monitor shows Marin County in drought when the reservoirs are full? So I talked to the drought monitor people and said, what's the answer? And they said, well, it doesn't really show anything having to do with reservoirs or urban water supplies. The drought monitor is primarily geared towards agriculture. And so it looks at soil. Huh? It looks at soil moisture. It looks at crop patterns. It's about 50 different parameters, only one of which has anything to do with reservoirs. And so if you factor all of that stuff together, you get this big red blob over
How
California.
How goofy is that?
Well, it's what
if you, it's... If you've got lots of water in the reservoir, it doesn't really matter, I would think. If that's a sustainable, what your agricultural profile is.
Yeah, and it doesn't help trees dying up on the watershed to say that, well, the reservoir's full, but still we've got a drought because it's dry up on the hillsides. There's no way that water gets back up onto the hillsides. So.
Ever, nor has it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an interesting one because it kind of indicates that there's just one county in the state that is having an issue.
Yeah, so I did this quick survey of urban supplies in California. and asked my colleagues around the states one simple question: do you have enough water this year, 2016, to meet normal water use? And pretty much up and down the state, the answer was yes. There were only a couple places, Santa Clara County, for example, that wanted to save some water to restore their groundwater basin, which has been drawn down over the past couple of years. So they're going with a 15% conservation target.
So a little bit higher.
Yeah, and then there's one agency in Santa Cruz County that uses solely groundwater, and their water supply has been dropping because their groundwater basin. They're one of the ones that we're looking at desalination as an option. So those were the only two that I could find in the state that didn't have enough water. Now, there may be some down in San Luis Obispo County on the coast where they've had problems in the past, but I didn't actually get the information from them. So this map is quite a contrast to the drought monitor. This one shows that in Southern California, they get water supply from Lake Oroville and Lake Shasta, and those are full, so they've got enough this year. Northern California, any place north of Monterey, really, has enough water in the reservoirs, and it's rained plenty this year. It's rained 125% of normal here in our area, and that's true around, if you look at the precipitation monitor for the Sacramento Valley, it's above 120%.
Kind of like around here.
Yeah. So I presented this in
April. Jaws, yeah. Dropping?
Did it have the State Water Board members, they looked at it and they kept saying, well, okay, but we still can't trust you because you didn't do what we wanted you to do in 2014. But the message finally got through. On April 20th...
Now, were you representing the state?
No, I was...
districts, or were you just humble?
I was representing, on April 20th, our local agencies here. We also had agencies in Del Norte County that had information. They're in the same situation we are. So.
Which performed and hit the numbers, and yeah. They should have been jumping up and down and buying you a beer.
Yeah, exactly. And here, we had a 4% target, and Eureka and Arcata both, well, Eureka and Humboldt Community Services District both achieved 10 to 12% reductions, McKinleyville as well. So it was a good story. And so I showed this map. Pretty much everybody from the water agencies on April 20th said the water supply is completely different this year. There's no reason to have these arbitrary regulations in place. Let's go back to what we've always done, which is water agencies look at their water supply and make decisions about what they can do.
You said this year, no need to have the regulations that were last year. Was last year as dire as what they're saying? Or was last year also kind of a little fiction?
No, for us, last year the reservoir was full. Last year in other parts of the state, I think Oroville and Shasta were low. The governor stood in the field where there was no snowpack. Snowpack in 2015 was at a historic low.
That's really what drove this thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The snowpack?
It was, yeah.
And the lack of dams in the southern part of the state to capture the runoff?
Yeah, and so they were concerned, and so they created this whole regulatory program. But ironically, the only thing it focused on was lawns. And if you look at how much water out of California's total water picture that lawns take, it's 2.5%.
And golf courses? Big lawns?
Golf courses were, they're a commercial sector, and so they weren't even affected by the regulations. It was just... residential irrigation.
It would seem to me like that would be window dressing. Or there were strong lobbying groups for everybody else other than those folks with lawns.
Yeah, you could say, why didn't we focus on agriculture? Agriculture uses 80% of the water that's used by people.
So
in
to save 2% might not have been that significant an impact just because they had so much.
Yeah. And the other thing, interestingly enough, is the State Water Board has this bucket on their website that says we saved 1.2 million acre feet. And because of the fact that the reservoirs that stored that water had to release flows to avoid floods, most of that water...
Let me guess, about 1.1 million?
No, most of that water's been released, yeah.
Yeah.
In our area, for example, we ended up saving probably somewhere around, out of our total deliveries of 11,000 acre feet, we saved maybe 1,500 acre feet, it's 10 or 15%. Ruth Lake spilled 150,000 acre feet this winter. So that number, that 1,500, was kind of lost in there.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Paul Hilliker.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48, final couple minutes this morning with Paul Hilliker. Paul, you would wanted to talk a little bit about the weather patterns that we've got the El Nino this year. Are you anticipating that it's going to continue? Is there going to be a change? Is this, I mean, you know, it's not normal because you can't be normal inside of 100 years, but is this a weather pattern that we've had this year the expected one for the next while?
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is already predicting, and they're monitoring the temperature in the Pacific, and it's cooling. So the question is it going to cool to the point where we get a La Nina? And in the past, sometimes La Ninas have followed El Ninos. I looked at the data since 1951 when they started tracking the El Nino and La Nina conditions. And 23 years that were El Nino years, even if they were weak El Nino years, 10 of those years were followed by La Nina years. So what does that mean? Does that mean we'll have more rainfall, less rainfall? Typically, La Nina means less rainfall in Southern California. In Northern California, though, La Nina years can be as wet or even wetter than El Nino years. So there's no guarantee that just because it's a La Nina that we're going to have dry conditions.
Probably not worth the time you spent to do it then. For up here. Is there any movement at the state to start water capturing programs, whether it's formalized dams, reservoirs, things of that nature, to get this water when it's coming down into the lakes or in wherever it needs to be rather than pulling it out of Shasta and the northern dams?
In Southern California, they're working on programs to try to capture more of the stormwater runoff. And they have a great groundwater basin down there. It's very quick to fill and they can easily extract the water from it. So all they need are places where the water can percolate down. And they do have on some of the rivers down there, they do have these retention basins where they store that water.
So there is some hope.
That they can use that better, yes.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by.
Good to see you.
Say hi to what's-his-name whenever you see him. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.